The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's happening, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. I'm doing well. I really don't have anything significant to complain about other than the weather a little bit, I suppose. I mean, it's really kind of crummy out there. It's time for it to not be crummy. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. It seems like we talk about it week in and week out, how crummy it's been, huh? It's just been just a tough, I guess, winter, spring, the whole thing, right? It just hasn't been
months. You're not in the throes of this anymore, but I'm in the throes of it now, is that it's messing up Little League Baseball, ponytail softball. You know, it's all a big malaise right now. And hopefully, this just kind of breaks out of here. And, you know, the wetness has really been difficult with everything else. Forget about how cold it's been. You know, the torrential rain that we got at the beginning of the week just is completely, wiped out the fields, and, then rain again, on Thursday. It's been tough for the kids. I feel bad for the kids,
Yeah, it is what it is, but the sun will be coming soon.
You promise?
Sun will come out tomorrow, as they say.
Come on, let me hear you sing it, Annie.
Or she said.
Sing it, Annie. So, how's everything with you? Good?
Good. Everything's good, thanks.
Yeah, good. So, here we are, bud. We're past tax day. Right? Everybody survived tax day. How about the IRS on Tuesday, huh?
Technological glitch.
Yep. Gave everybody an extra day.
It happens to the best of us.
I wonder how many people out there were like really rushing and pushing to get it done on Tuesday. And then when they found out they had the extra day, they got all mad because they're like, I could have had another day to get it done.
Or waited to the next deadline.
Right. Yep. So it's beyond us now. And hey, here's the one thing that I do know for sure is that all the tax rules that you followed for your filing this year are not the same as they're going to be next year.
Yeah, I guess we're officially in the new world, right?
We are officially into the new world, and as we've told people over and over again, to me, in my opinion, it deserves a fresh eyes, fresh look of a fresh look at your overall strategy and your investments and your plans and everything, because there's new tax laws on the books now.
Yeah, how are your strategies working with these laws? Basically,
are they?
Yeah,
that's what you need. That's, I think, what we're really trying to make sure is that are they is your strategy that you had in place still in step with the current, tax laws and regulations and all that stuff? Or is there things you can take advantage of now that you weren't taking advantage of previously? So it's important to have an open mind with all of this.
Yeah, it is, Doug. And again, tax day has come and gone, right? We're in the books, 2017. And, now we're working on 2018. And, again, we're more than 3.5 months into this. And, I think another thing that was big this week, besides the weather and tax day, was the market. A lot of earnings reports coming out for the first quarter of the year, and that they've been interesting.
Yeah, it really is very interesting right now. And hopefully we're going to continue to get good earnings reports coming out, and hopefully we get some good market performance to go along with it.
Sure. And, you know, the market, Doug, seems like it's just been kind of in that trading range now for a while, right? I mean, once you agree to that, it's been, you know, a couple good days, bad day, but for the most part, not making, it's kind of in a trading range. Wouldn't you think that? Well, don't you kind of feel that way?
Since we corrected off of the top, well, yes, it's, you know, it's been at a trading range. And look, hey, look, we can take it, right? I mean, I'm okay with it, you know, where it is right now, because we had such a year last year and such a 15 months or 14 months yeah. from November of 2016 through, you know, January 1st of 2018, that a breather's just fine.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's a breather in a very weird way, right? Because, I mean, the market shot up to start the year, and then we had a big correction, then we were back up, and then another correction. But overall, you know, really not a lot to speak of.
No.
Besides that, you know, we talked about this last week, the net result of the overall market, just it seems like it is kind of taking a breather. And kind of, you know, I think sometimes, Doug, I've said this in the past and other years, sometimes you kind of feel like, kind of make up its mind here, you know, the kind of taking things in. It was a great run last year, great performance of the markets. And, you know, nothing goes straight up and nothing goes straight down, you know, in the market world. Mm-hmm. And I kind of think we're kind of feeling our way through 2018 so far.
And it's not abnormal.
That's what I'm saying. It's happened in many other years.
Yeah. So it's not abnormal. In fact, the 14 months that we had previous to that, 15 months previous, if you count January of this year, were extremely abnormal.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, we didn't have a down month in 2017.
Yep.
That was, I'm not sure, but I don't know if it's ever happened before, but that is completely abnormal. Mm-hmm. So, you know, here what we're seeing right now is historically normal. But I don't want people to get complacent about this again. You know, we've talked about this, and I know that people might get sick of hearing us say it. But I don't care if they get sick, because it's really, really that important, you know, is that you can't just get complacent. People have gotten their statements, their first quarter statements, through the door. They reviewed them, hopefully, right? They've looked at them, hopefully. And, you know, you just need to make sure that whatever those statements are, whether they be bank account statements, whether they be investment account statements, retirement plan statements, whatever they are, your quarterly statements, you got to make sure that they're all working together for what it is that you're looking to accomplish in your life. Because, yeah, the market's not at its all-time high right now, but it's still very high right now from where it's historically been. So just make sure that you are, you know, consistent with measuring your risk of your overall situation.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting too, Doug, is, you know, although, you know, life goes on continuously, but it is a new year. And every year, like you like to say, there's always, you know, personal events that really shape people's lives, right? And it could be weddings. It could be, you know, unfortunately, deaths. It could be retirement. And you know, people with their plans as far as retiring go, there's a lot of people, and there's people that we've talked to already, you know, that have said, hey, I'm going to retire at the end of the year. This is my last year. And we get that every year. That's very normal for you and I want to get out at the end of the year. I think this is going to be it, as I like to say. And, you know, so your planning never stops, like your life plans, your life, you know, living on, you know, going through life's journey, if you will. So no matter what the market's doing, irregardless, we have to address those needs, you know, because, again, your journey, no matter what, is never flat for the day or up for the day or down for the day.
Sure.
It's moving forward for the day.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
You know, and it is dynamic, and planning it all out is, you know, is really, really important. And, you know, Mike, you're not going to get away from, you know, the news sensationalizing anything that's happening in the market. In fact, the news can sensationalize when nothing's happening in the market. Isn't that the truth, right? They can make it a big deal that the market's been flat for a while.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yep. You know, so they'll sensationalize an up move. They'll sensationalize a down move. And they'll sensationalize no move. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's you're going to hear your reports. The Dow, you know, did this. The S&P did that. Okay, that's great. But what does it mean to me? What does it mean to Doug Chapman, Mike Bonaccorso, and every other one of the listeners, you know, that are out there listening to the show right now? And I think it's important for them to know and understand something is that we have strategies and plans in place for ourselves as well.
Sure. And, you know, Doug, and I just want to say, you know, being like kind of like 3.5 months into this new year, and we talked about tax day kind of came and gone. That kind of puts for many people 2017 to bed. Let's not let this year get by us. Okay.
Right.
Let's, you know, like the things you're talking about, let's make sure we take the time to do them and be reflective.
Well, okay? Mike, there's something that, you know, we haven't said yet that we typically say this time of year. Excuse season is over. All right. Because we can't tell you the number of people that we've spoken to that have told us since the beginning of the season, wait till after tax season's over. You know, after my taxes are done, you know, then on a personally, I don't understand what one has to do with the other than I just feel as though it's an excuse.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes, you know, Doug, there's people that are just thinkers of they can only handle or want to think about one thing at
yes.
a time. And it's almost like, okay, it's out there. I got to go get my taxes done. I got to go see, you know, my accountant and get this done. And in my mind, I'm not going to entertain anything else until that day comes and goes.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, Mike, a lot of people are, you know, singularly focused, which isn't horrible, right? That's okay. But now, before you start focusing on what's going to happen in the summertime, right? And before you start focusing on what's going to happen in Memorial Day, let's take this window of opportunity here and focus on our own personal financial affairs inside of our own personal financial houses and make sure that, you know, the house is tidy. There's maybe some spring cleaning that had to, you know, take place that's been done. And, you know, just be, like I said before, because you know what comes, you know, Memorial Day is going to come. And then after that, it's 4th of July, summertime barbecues, you know, week vacation here or there, a million reasons why you can't address it then either.
You know, Doug, in my mind, I've made this up in my mind, and I think you agree with me. There's certain times of the year on the calendar that are kind of the sweet spots to go ahead and let's try to get something accomplished.
Well,
and I think we're in one now, and it kind of butts up to summertime, maybe when the kids get out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of go quiet, right, because it's summertime. And then I think there's one after Labor Day right up to maybe Thanksgiving. So I think Labor Day to Thanksgiving and maybe now till the kids get out of school, I feel are like not a lot going on, no holidays, kind of, you know, nothing
right.
on the calendar that kind of makes you stall here. And I think we're in one of those sweet spots right now. And that's why I'm kind of reminding people, hey, let's get reflective about yourself.
Right. You know? That's good, very good point. And, you know, if you look historically through the you know, through the decades that we've been in this business here, you know, January, February usually pick up New Year's resolution type of thing. I'm going to get my finances in order. May, June, typically very busy. Summertime, a little bit slower. People have vacation, the whole nine yards. September, October, really the end of September really starts to pick up a little bit. People settle in after, you know, the summertime. And then you're right. So, you know, those are really, if you look historically at the ebb and flow of, you know, new clients and appointments in our firm right here, that will bear out to be true.
Yeah, you know, and because again, I think it's behavioral and I think people have things in their mind and things they want to accomplish and they're not willing to take on other tasks. So, but anyway, hopefully that gets you to think. Hopefully that gets you to motivate, right? I mean, if you're one of those people right now, what have you done for yourself for 2018? How are you attacking 2018? You know, we know your life's journey is moving forward day by day, no matter what. So, you know, what have you done to address it?
Yeah, let's take a little peek at it. All right, Mike, let's hop to a break. Folks, we will be right back. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy to understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes the client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back, and we're glad that you're investing some of your time here with us this weekend. And Mike, what I want to do here is I want to talk about a topic that we've spoken about in the past many times, and the reason that I want to talk to people about it this year is because over the last month or so, I've had conversations with people who are not organized financially. They've come in and I had to scrap around to get all this stuff together to have the meeting. And I actually had one person who I was supposed to meet with that canceled the appointment because they told me, "I can't find all these documents that you have." So I know that people out there are not organized with their documentation and their financial documentation. So I think that I'd like to take some time and talk to people about the strategy that we encourage people to use and how to go about doing it to get themselves organized.
Correct. And you know, Doug, also too, what I find is, I want to talk about this before we get into what we suggest to do, is this: I find people are very extreme, right? Either they're very, they got everything and they have everything documented and they're very good, or they're just a complete other end, kind of a mess. You know what I'm saying? And I think we want to kind of get people off that one end heading towards. We're not saying you have to be, you know, crazed with it, but let's get our arms around it. And I find, Doug, that a lot of that is the kind of the essence of people feeling better about their financial situation is when they do get their arms around and they do get organized, right? As basic as that is. Forget what you're organizing, okay, whether it's what documents or investments or whatever it may be, but at least you got your arms around it. And then, you know, Doug, a lot of times too, when folks come and they start working with us, you know, they're working with an advisor, they feel a lot better, like, well, I kind of have a purpose, I have a meaning, I get it, I'm moving forward, we're implementing some strategies, whatever. So a lot of it, I think they kind of go hand in hand with each other. And I think instead of this feeling out of control and I don't know anything, organization kind of gets you on the right step heading forward.
So, Mike, I guarantee you there's a lot of people listening to the show right now whose basement could use some organizing at home, or their garage could use some organizing at home, and they get overwhelmed by it. You know, they go into the garage, let's just say, and just don't know where to start. And how many people out there listening wish they had somebody who they could turn to that could say, come on over and say, all right, listen, this is how we're going to organize this for you. Let's get started. And somebody to tell them what to do. So they really want it organized. They just don't know how to go about doing it or where to start. Well, I submit to you the same holds true for your documents and your financial life as well. And that's what we want to be for you, is the person that can help you do this. Now, the key, in my opinion, is the fact that the way that we think that you could go about doing it is simple. See, this is it. It's not an overwhelming system. We have made sure that it's a simplified system, because if it's simple and it's not going to overwhelm them once we get it done, then we're off into the races, right?
Correct.
If it's easy to follow and easy to do, the odds of staying organized are greatly increased. So that's one of the things that when Mike and I have spoken in the past, how are we going to help people get organized? What can we do? This is one of the things that we focused on, was making the process a simple process for people.
Correct. And let's get into it, Doug. Let's talk about it a little bit. And, you know, what are some things what we're saying people can do to make their situation a whole lot more organized?
Okay. So what we believe in, and we think that you should try to use, is a color-coded file system, all right? And as a matter of fact, if you call the office and ask for it, we'll send you files. We're going to talk about the color coding of the files as we go through the show here. But if you want, at any point, you would like, you know, a starter set of these, and we'll send them to you free, no obligation. This is how committed we are and how strongly we feel as though organization is important, that we'll send you the files out with an instruction sheet on how to get going with it. Right, Mike?
Yes.
All right. So, let's start with our color-coded files. So we're going to tell you to get files, or we'll send them to you, that are going to signify different things. So, Mike, you can pick any one of the colors that you want to start with. Go ahead, pick, and talk to people about what we're going to put in those color file folders.
Well, you know, Doug, I think the first file, and I think probably the most important color, is red.
Okay.
Okay, and we usually, that's symbolic of emergency, kind of get me fingers on it fast type of file.
Yes.
I need things quick. Okay. And what are some of the things, Doug, that you would like to see in that red file?
All right. So in the red files, I like to see people take their time. And number one, I'd like to see you have one set up for prescriptions that you take. All right. Because when that ambulance has to come rushing to the house, or you have to rush somebody to the hospital for some reason or another, it's easier to open up the filing cabinet and grab the red file and have the prescriptions marked in there. And you can take a magic marker and put an RX on the file, you know, so that you can see it real quick. But I like to see immediate medical information of prescriptions. And you could actually even combine the two together and put the advance directive or the living will inside of there, the healthcare proxy inside of there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That was going through my mind. Let's not forget the living will, the healthcare proxy. That's in there. That takes care of the medical, the emergency situations. Another document that maybe you want to put in there is maybe power of attorney.
Yep.
Okay. That's usually, you know, some sort of a financial transaction, something's going on. You need to show proof that I represent this person. I have the power of attorney of this person. That's another document that can go in there.
But listen up. Multiple files.
Right.
Not one red file.
Right.
I don't want you having one red file, because I don't want you taking your will, your power of attorney, you know, I don't want you taking other very important documents with you in an emergency situation to the hospital.
Right.
Right? Emergency situation to the hospital, I want you to have one red medical file that is clearly marked so you can grab it in a second and take off with it.
Yeah. And Doug, in the red file, so I'm just going to conclude it with anything else that you feel that's, you know, important to like an emergency situation that you think that would really be useful, whether it's phone numbers, you know, whatever that you deem in an emergency, you need to get your hands on, and you'd want to be as organized as possible and not panicking and running around, because you're already going to be in a panic, right? If it's an emergency, it's already going to be something probably upsetting to you. So that's how we kick off the red file.
Right. So, and also what I like to see inside of the red files is, because they're going to be used in an emergency or a tragic situation, is an instruction sheet to your children or to your spouse or to whomever, if something were to happen to you, of important contacts, financial advisors, insurance people, bank information, that kind of stuff.
Sure. That's a great point.
So that's what we like to see in the red files. So now when we go to the red files, and we got the bad part of the filing system, you know, taken care of for us here, Mike. Let's go over to the green file. Now, green files, I want multiple files, is money files, right? Money's green, so everything related to money we want to have in a green file. So we'll set up a file for your IRA, for your savings accounts, for your wife's IRA, anything that's related to money we want to have in the green file. So it also makes it very easy when that quarterly statement comes through the mail. You open it, you take a look at it, go to the green files, put it in the right green file, and move on.
Yeah, and you know, like another green file, Doug, I'll give you a great example of something that happens 6 months, a year usually, CDs.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a CD at a bank, you put it in, and then they'll send you a kind of a notification in the mail, your CD is going to mature, and if you choose to do nothing, it'll renew within 10 days, you know, the usual jargon. Well, you take that and you go and you take out the old one and put the new one in. You say, oh, I just renewed a CD on make-believe April 20th, and then 6 months from now, you'll get another thing saying, hey, it's up for renewal or year, whatever the term may be.
Right.
But CDs are a great way of doing that, right? Because some people say, oh, I forget, when's it coming due? I don't remember. Yeah, I think I got one at that bank. You know, sound familiar, folks? I mean, we've heard it, you know. So, again, the green files is for the, you know, the money, right? The investments, the bank, the 401k, the IRAs, what have you.
Income taxes.
Yeah, income taxes, right? You know, so, you get it, right? I mean, it's anything to do with your financial money end of your life. Certainly belongs in green files.
Right. And so I want to remind you folks, you're listening, right? And we're talking about this and we've got a starter kit that we can send out to you to get you off and we're happy to do it. You can call anytime you'd like to into the office and say, can you send me the organization kit? And we get that out to you. You pick the number up, you pick the phone up, 855-262-3722 at any time and say, you know, please send me out the organization kit. We'll get it out to you and get you started in the right direction. And, you know, get things going. Next thing, Mike, that I like to talk about is the yellow file. And the yellow file, folks, for those of you who are listening right now, the yellow file is for deeds and titles and ownership documents and things of that nature. You know, the title to your car, the deed to your house, deed to a cemetery plot, anything that you have ownership interest in. That's what you use the yellow files for.
Sure, and not often touched, right? How often do you have to get the deed to your house or the deed to the cemetery plot or, well, the car, I guess, you know, every X amount of years when you maybe sell or whatever. So it's something that's very stationary, you know what I'm saying, in nature, Doug. You just put them in there and that you know they're there. And if you ever get hit with the question of something that you own, right, where's the title, where's the deed? You know, boom, right to the yellow file. Pretty simple. You're not probably visiting that file all too often.
Right.
But it makes life simple when the need does come up every X amount of years.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, really does. And so, you know, it's important. I mean, there's probably a whole bunch of people out here right now who can remember at some point in time going, oh, my goodness, where's the deed to this house?
Sure.
You know, where's the title to my car?
Yeah.
You know, and you know, if we use our color-coded system right here, it's nice and easy for you. And again, folks, we've taken the time to make this simple and easy because we know we don't need it to get into too much depth. We just know that if we get you going a little bit in a little direction here, it's great. And, you know, one of the things that we found that is a great place to store these is a fireproof safe box, right? And they sell them very inexpensively at either Home Depot or Target or Walmart, you know, less than $50.
Oh yeah.
You know, and they're either fireproof or very fire resistant, and they hold the hanging files and you put them in there and it works out beautifully.
Yeah, so it's, you know, Doug, it's nothing too complicated, right? I mean, everything we're talking about so far is files and, you know, like you just said. So so we did red, we did green, we did yellow. Let's go blue.
Okay. Blue files, I like to see you put your policies, your insurance policies, that kind of stuff into your blue files, right? So we know, all right, where's my homeowner's insurance, my auto insurance, my life insurance, long-term care, disability, whatever it is. I like to see also in the blue files, Mike, employee benefits book, right, from work in one of the blue files. Make sure you have, you know, make sure you have that there because a lot of people have their employee benefits in their desk at work. That doesn't do your spouse or your children or anybody any good if you don't have it at home in the file. because your employee benefits are going to be your medical insurance, additional medical insurance, and then maybe additional life insurance and those sort of things. Put all of those things in the blue files.
Yeah. So again, Doug, the blue file, we're talking about, you know, putting, you know, different insurance policies, et cetera, so on. Again, a file that's probably not visited all too often.
Right.
But certainly important in its own right. And when you something does come up and you do need it, you know exactly where it is and you're not running around saying, I don't know where that is.
Okay. Yes.
So again, it's for the ease. It's for the organization. Folks, do you see how this is all coming together? Okay, we've named, what, Doug, four files?
Correct. And four colors.
And just think, if you had that stuff that we talked about in those files, how would you feel right now?
Yeah. Well, you know, 100%. Now, listen, we have sat down with people and gone over, you know, this with them and said, okay, here you go. You're having a hard time. Let me sit here with you and get you organized. And boom. Green file, yellow file, red file, blue file, green file, yellow file. And, you know, so we've got a little package put together for you that we'd like to send out to you. It's our compliments. There's no cost or obligation on it. You can call anytime you want to. Just call into the office at 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. We'll send it out to you. It's come, you know, the packet, little instruction sheet about what we just spoke about there, and you know, and you're and boom, you're on your way to simplification and organization.
Absolutely.
And it's not just related to money. That's the thing, right?
Yep.
It's just important documents for yourself.
Sure is.
Mike, it's been a while since we talked about this, and I really do think that it's something that's important. I'm glad that we took the first segment of the show here today to talk to people about it, and I hope that a lot of people, you know, take advantage of the opportunity for us to send this out to them.
Yeah, you know, Doug, it truly is the foundation,
mm-hmm.
right, when you think about it. It's a good foundation. It's a good footing, and then everything else goes from there.
Right. Absolutely. So we're going to hop to a break. Remember, if you'd like a starter package to getting financially organized sent out to you, pick that phone up at any time you'd like to during the week, you know, whatever you want, 855-262-3722, and, you know, ask for it, and we're happy to send it out to you. We're going to hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right. A no-cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice. nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and I hope you got some good value out of that last segment right there. Michael and I really do believe that, you know, if you get yourself, you know, organized with your documentations and your finances, that, you know, it's a huge burden off of your shoulder. You'll feel better about yourself and all that organization, and it's something that we want to, you know, make sure we emphasize to you the importance of doing that. And you know, funny thing is, Mike, it's not really a financial strategy. It's not really, you know, a financial technique, right? It's just something that we believe that's important. And if you need help doing it, don't forget, we'll help you do it.
Yeah, and I think the psychological relief that it gives you, you feel so much better about yourself. I think it's incredible. I mean, it sounds stupid, but it's incredible.
It is. And we've simplified it. It's a simple process. So, you know, like I said to you, you know, earlier, it's not organization that is going to be overburdensome and overbearing, and you're just going to be like quit halfway through.
Right.
We made sure that it wasn't, you know, that detailed to do
it. It's not like my job that I hate, you know, doing that I need to do constantly to keep this going, and it's not that feeling at all.
Right. You know, it's not something where, you know, we want you to open up a computer program and log every single dime that you're spending and all that stuff. That's not what we're talking about at all. Just some basic organization that you really have to tend to probably four times a year. All comes down to, right?
Sure, sure.
So, all right. Now we get to the show of what have you been doing lately? Ding. Lead us off, Michael. What's going on?
Well, you know, Doug, I'm going to start off on a negative foot, right? On a negative note, is that, you know, you and I talk about this. Just feels like working on a couple things right now with people that have passed away.
Ugh.
You know, and just going through that whole thing with the beneficiaries, you know, children in one case and another, you know, again, well, children again, I guess there's, you know, a way to do it. And just, you know, Doug, like, you understand the importance when there is a death of having everything done properly and set up properly and being ready to roll forward and trying to aid through the process and you know, just talking with the children and trying to get that transition going, right? And you and I so often talk about on the show about the transition of when the people inherit the money and what do I do now? But so there's a whole transition from parent to children, you know, calling them children, they're adults. And then I think the big thing here, Doug, was I see time and time again is taking that inheritance and working it into the new financial world of the person. Where does it fit in to that person, right? I mean, let's think about it. You get an elderly person, Doug, right? He or she passes away. Let's say 82 years old, 80 years old, whatever. Chances are that income, right? Life savings, maybe helping with retirement income. That's how it was working. If it was IRAs, maybe required minimum distributions had to be taken out. Now it flows down to the children that are somewhere in their 40s, their 50s. Those funds take on a whole new dynamic in their world.
Sure. But a different dynamic than it was in mom's world.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's, you know, went from that status of doing those functions to now. And, you know, not so it's not a matter of, you know, somebody passes away and all the paperwork and all the, you know, stuff like that and beneficiary forms or whatever needs to be done along the way. But now when they get it, what do they do with it and trying to get them to set it up into their whole new world?
Right. And, you know, that's very important. And you know, Mike, it's important to have it set up because you never know when, you know, death's going to strike. You know, as you know, this week I lost a friend of ours from a friend for, you know, decades that had moved to Florida, hadn't seen him in several years, but periodic contact. and just found out the other day, you know, he had a massive heart attack at 57 years old. You don't know. You just don't know. So getting organized and making sure that, you know, your stuff is set up for when you're not here any longer, right? That's the other side of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You were just referring to what happens when you receive the assets, but you got to make sure that you're set up so that when you're not here anymore, what you want to happen, you know, happens. So there's two sides to that coin all the time. There's never not two sides to that coin.
Right.
Right. So I think that's really, you know, a very, very important thing to, you know, to look at. So what else? Anything else that you have?
Go ahead. I'll be thinking.
We've done a bunch of review appointments with clients lately. And, you know, when we're sitting down and we're going over the strategies that we've put in place, it's important for us to remember as advisors, as well as the clients, that all these steps in the strategies need to be put in motion. And, you know, what I mean by that is that if one of the strategies was for a client to have a new will done, and you come in a year later and I say, how'd you make out with getting the will done? And they say they didn't get it done. Well, it's important that the client remember that they do that. But it's also important for us to stay on top of them to do it, you know?
Sure. Yeah. And you know, it's a little bit of accountability there.
Yeah.
Okay. And saying, hey, did you take care of this? You know, like the last time we met, we talked about, you know, this, that. This is your to-do list. How'd you make out? Had that all flow or whatever the case may be? And, you know, that's a little bit of – that's why we review,
mm-hmm.
right? To make sure, you know, are we up to date? Did we take care of everything? And then also get the update on what's going on. You know, are we moving – you know, how are we moving forward? What's next, if you will?
Right.
You know, it's interesting, Doug, if I may jump in on this review thing with you, is that – I don't know what's going on, but so far in 3.5 months, a bunch of reviews I do, I've been told by various clients, going to retire towards the end of the year or at the end of the year. So I'm, you know, I have a few of them sitting on ready, if you will. And you know, the review was kind of touching on everything that we're going to need to do when we retire, or how's it all going to play out, or where's the income going to come from. So I've had that conversation numerous times already. So, you know, don't ask me what's going on, but I call it good news. There's a bunch of people ready to retire. I think anytime somebody can retire, I think it's a little bit celebratory, you know, congratulations, you know, a job well done. And mm-hmm. I've had that conversation numerous times this year so far.
Mike, well, I had a conversation with a client the other day who was also a self-employed person about disability insurance.
Mm.
All right. Very important topic. When we were reviewing the situation, the client had purchased disability insurance some 15 years ago and, you know, has matured, and the business has matured. And, you know, when we started talking about it, I said, you know, this doesn't cut it anymore. Right. You know, we need to not that. I mean, you're going to keep that policy because it's a real, you know, good policy. But, you know, we got to look about, you know, adding some additional coverages onto here. You got more responsibilities than you had when you purchased that. You got a higher level of income right now. You've also got, you know, rent that you pay for the building, and you got staff that have payrolls. And I think it's important for people to understand that when it comes to disability insurance, and if you're a self-employed or you're the owner of the business, there's different types of disability insurance. And I think people need to understand it. There's some that will pay you your income. There's some that they call business overhead expense if you get disabled and you can't go to work, but the business needs to continue to operate. The rent still needs to be paid. It covers your expenses for a period of time. So, you know, there's different things out there that need to be looked at. And I think that this is one of the, Mike, most overlooked areas by the self-employed, specifically by the self-employed person that you could have ever imagined.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And they don't really pay much attention to disability insurance, right? Because, you know, hopefully never happens, right?
Yeah.
And for the most part, it doesn't happen too often, right? But, you know, so, but that's really important. And that's a great thing by you that you brought up, Doug, because, you know, you folks, when it comes to insurances in your financial world, if you will, whether it's disability life, a lot of times people buy policies and they outgrow them. And mm-hmm. what I mean by that is they're a lot more successful than they were at the time when they bought them.
Sure.
Right? It's like saying, oh, you know, I'm newly married. Oh, I bought a life insurance policy. The death benefit's $250,000. Well, three kids later, and, you know, maybe an income went from $50,000 to $200,000. You know, would that be adequate insurance if
right.
something happened to you tomorrow?
Right.
And in your case, you got the business owner and the business fully, you know, matured and developed and doing very well. And great, you know, it's inadequate.
Yeah, it's not adequate in this circumstance for coverage. And so what we did is we looked at it and we got some quotes, and we're going to, you know, look to implement some supplemental, you know, coverage there to get him up to a level that would serve his family well should something unfortunate like a sickness or an accident happen to him.
Yeah, and, you know, Doug, you've always said so many times, not, you know, about, you know, if you die, it's one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not around anymore. But if you become disabled, you're here and your bills continue.
Absolutely.
And that's just horrific if you think about it. I mean, and
you know, Mike, the majority of mortgage foreclosures come from disability, not from death.
Oh, I believe it. Absolutely.
You know, you just not – you get – listen, you get hurt on a softball field. Right? It can happen. You know, I've played softball and I've seen people get injured on the softball field. You know, you slide into second base and your cleat gets caught or whatever. It happens.
Doug, winter accidents, slipping on snow, slipping
sure.
on ice, busting an ankle, you know, whatever. I mean, it happens all the time.
Accidents happen. Yeah. And then, but don't forget, it's also for sickness.
Yeah.
You know, so if you get hit with, you know, an unfortunate sickness, and you can't go to work anymore, you're going to need some money coming through it. Now, we're just talking, you know, about the self-employed person. This applies to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's common that employers will have some sort of disability, but it's not guaranteed. So you got to, you know, make sure that you do your homework on here. And don't think that short-term disability, you know, given by a state as a benefit is a long-term benefit.
Correct.
You know, you got to make sure you do your homework on that kind of stuff. So anything else you want to add to this segment, my man?
That's about it for this for that segment.
All right. Let's hop to a break, and we will be right back.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back, and hope that you're getting some good value out of the show here today. And You know, it's just, you know, Mike, the beginning of the show when, or the second segment of the show when we talked about, you know, getting financially organized. And then, you know, in the previous segment of the show when we talked to you about what we're talking to other people about. You know what the really interesting thing that I'm kind of taking away from the show here today is that we haven't really spoken too much about financial matters here. You know what I'm saying? In that I shouldn't say financial matters, because I guess everything's related to your finances. But we haven't really spent any time talking about like investing and that kind of stuff, because in case you're wondering, folks, or if you haven't, you know, realized by now, we believe that the overall strategy is really the starting point where we need to go. And these things, there's so many things in your life not related to financial instruments per se, financial investments per se, that you need to pay attention to that can make your financial life, you know, better or more productive, or, you know, help you towards your objectives.
Yeah, you know, Doug, I like to say it's kind of trying to make you into a complete person, right, when it comes to you know, your financial world, if you will. And I think, Doug, anytime you're taking prudent steps in any phase of it, and like you said, it's the world is so much more than just investments, as we've illustrated today and talked about, and organization, you know, and I think if you can master that and get that down, it's going to make you feel a lot better and make you feel a lot more complete and kind of make you want to keep putting building blocks into your, you know, your financial world, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And you're absolutely right. And so it's not just, you know, I know, Doug, you and I, we try to educate, we try to motivate, and we try not just to beat people into the ground with the market's up, the market's down. There's so much more to your, you know, being than how did the market do today?
It's hard for people to understand because of the mass marketing that takes place from financial companies out there that these financial investments and financial vehicles and investment vehicles, and they are tools. That's all they are. You have to remember this. They are tools to help you accomplish the job you want to accomplish. Don't go out and buy tools you don't need just because they look cool or they sound, you know, neat. It's the wrong way to go about it. You wouldn't go out and buy a jackhammer for no reason whatsoever just because you saw a cool jackhammer ad on TV. At least I hope you wouldn't. The same comes true to your financial world. And we want to let you know, and Mike, you want to say
no,
something?
No.
We want to let you know that Wealth Management Group, we're here to help you. This is the, you know, the thing. It's like, you know, I've said it before on you know, on the show, when I was fortunate enough to have a conversation with business guru Brian Tracy and was telling him about our practice. And he told me, Mike, and I told you, I conveyed this message to you. He told me, you and your partner, Mike, have a responsibility to get out there and let people know that they can turn to you for help and guidance in these areas. And I want to emphasize that to everybody listening to the program now. We are here to help you.
Yeah, and being prepared, Doug, is so important in any aspect of anything you do in life. And that old expression, like, do your homework, doing your homework, being prepared, you know, enhances your situation of being a success at anything that you do in life. And you know, we firmly believe in that, and we try to educate and motivate and try to get you to that feeling of being prepared and doing things. So whether it's something that's every day or something that's really unexpected, right? Usually when it's unexpected, it's kind of usually unfortunate, right? Mm-hmm. God forbid of a death or a disability or something, you are prepared.
Right.
Okay. And you're right, Doug. And you know, you can turn to us. We're here. That's what it's all about.
You can use us in many different ways. You know, we've been on the air for some 23 years now, right? We've outlasted just about everybody else. You know, this show has stood the test of time. And we believe that it's because we just come out, we try to give you objective information, not try to sell you some financial product or anything like that, but give you good guidance and good information and good education. And you can get that by listening to the show, or you can get that from, you know, a complimentary consultation that we offer out to people as well by sitting down with us. We do want to know that. And the phone number for you to call at any time you want to is 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. That's a number we have dedicated just to your Financial Future Radio Show listeners, right? So you can call anytime you want to and ask a question. We'll call you back, and you know, we're here for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's as easy as that, Doug. It really is. It's not, you know, anything, you know, thing to say that, you know, we're here and we're trying to sell you something. We're trying to push you somewhere. We're just, you know, everything we talk about when you sit down with us in person is pretty much what you get.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we, you know, like you said, 23 years on the air, we're very principled. We believe in doing the right things. You do the right things, usually good things happen for people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty simple formula.
And I do know that, you know, the financial instruments that are out there, they change over time. And, you know, and it's just like we talk about it all the time. It's just like a medication, if you will. There's not one thing that's going to solve everybody's problem. You may be allergic to a certain medication. A certain financial instrument may not be right for you. It would be, I think it's malpractice in any business to make a recommendation without, you know, doing your homework first and getting to know. And that's what we really, really believe in. And, you know, we hold true to it.
Yeah, you're right, Doug. You know, I just hope, Doug, that, you know, people, everything that we talked about this week, they you know, kind of take it to heart, think about their situation, maybe
yep.
get some motivated, maybe helps them get organized,
sure.
touch these things. And I hope, you know, we do a good job of, you know, conveying that to everybody.
Yeah, we're here for you. That's for sure. Want to remind you that you can check out our website, which is www.wealthmanagegroup.com. At that site, you can drop us an email, topics you may want for us to speak about on the radio show. You can send us questions, anything you want. There's a contact us right on there. You click on it and drop an email in. Anything you want to add, Michael, before we wrap it up here?
I think I'm good for this week.
All right. That's going to wrap it up, folks, for this week. Do us a favor. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right. A no-cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member
FINRA SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050 973-299-9222. Wealth Management LLC is separate from Security and Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.